Elissa Walker-Campbell, want to welcome you into Yahoo Sports Radio, the big esports show where weekends always start early. And as always, we have got you covered over the next 2 hours with some of the latest sports news and notes. But before we get underway tonight, we want to remind you to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. Well, right now, we're going to open up our first conversation with heading out to the Sun Belt Conference. We want to shine the spotlight on the Texas State Bobcats. And just to recap, Texas State, they secured a winning record in 2014. They were 7-5 overall, 5-3 in the Sun Belt Conference, but they did not receive a bowl invitation. Once again, it is time for the Bobcats to get back to work. They're going to roll up their sleeves as they open their season September 5th. Get this, at Florida State. It's wonderful to have back with us Texas State head coach Dennis Franchione. Good evening, Coach Fran. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show, and I know another big season is ahead. And the Bobcats, just a slate for all of our listeners, they were picked to finish fifth in the coaches poll last month at the Sun Belt Conference meetings. And as I mentioned in our open, you guys were 7-5, 5-3 in the conference last year, but not invited to a bowl despite being eligible for the second consecutive season. What are your expectations for this year?
So we have a good nucleus returning. We have, you know, 8 or 9 starters returning on offense, and we were a good offensive football team last year. And we did lose, 5 guys on defense, 2 of them NFL draft choices, a 3rd and a 5th rounder. So we've got a little bit of replacing to do on that side of the football. But I'm hopeful that year 2 and Coach Thompson's defense will prove to be better. And we have more answers to some of our questions, or potential answers anyway, than maybe we've had at other times. So I think our defense can still be a good, solid defense. We lost a great kicker in Will Johnson, and who's with the Houston Texans, but between Lumi Kaba and James Sherman, I think one of them will come through. So if we can fill a few of those little holes and everything, we certainly feel like we can take that next step and maybe get to a bowl game. We felt like we were a little unfairly treated and not getting one last year, but it is what it is. We are the new kids in the block in FBS football, and so we just want to take that next step and make sure we don't leave any doubt.
Glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell going one-on-one with Dennis Franchione, head coach at Texas State. We are zeroing in on his Bobcats and going to talk about the defense here in just a moment. And, of course, this is the second year for your defensive coordinator, John Thompson. You guys are looking to find a groove. But I want to back up a moment because, obviously, a high priority for you as the head coach is changing the culture. That's obviously going to be the key to success. Or what is your formula to getting that winning strategy and to have winning football on a consistent basis?
Well, you know, it's not my first rodeo in rebuilding programs and doing the things that need to be done. And generally, it's plugging in certain things, accountability, discipline, organization, work ethic, are common denominators that you plug in down through the years. But in our case, we also had to plug in recruiting, going from FCS to FBS and upgrading our roster talent. And one of the things, as we go into our third year, actually, as an FBS program, is that we have more depth. And when I say that, we had depth, but sometimes at a lot of positions, we may go from an FBS player to maybe an FCS level player. And we have more depth at our FBS quality players now. We probably still need another class or two to make that depth as solid as we'd like to, but we're closer than we've ever been, and we feel good about that.
You know, Coach Fran, you were hired in January of 2011. You've been a head coach this is your 7th season overall at Texas State. You have had an illustrious career with a number of teams, 9 conference championships, played in 9 bowl games, 5 playoff games. But as you just said, this isn't your first rodeo, your first time around. It seems like, and you said this in the press conference, you've always gotten a job that's had challenges. So what does it mean to you this time, the second time around, being the head coach of the Bobcats and to be here and this opportunity that you have?
Well, it means a lot. I'm fired up about this. I love this school. I was very grateful for the opportunity to come back. My tenure was a little short the first time, but I got an opportunity to be a Division I coach at New Mexico, and I couldn't pass that up. But we love the Hill Country. We love Texas State, the university, and San Marcos. It's a wonderful place to live, the fastest-growing city in the United States. And And our university has 38,000 students. We just had 28,000 applicants to the freshman class. We're exploding. There's such a bright future here. There's nothing that this school can't accomplish. And, you know, when I was approached about this, it had my name written all over it as far as the things that I have done or do as a coach and in my career. And I'm having as much fun coaching here and doing things as I've had in a long, long time. This is a great place.
What do you think the future is of Texas State football? I mean, what are you hoping to accomplish? How far can you take it?
Well, it's unlimited. There really is no limit that should be put on this school because, you know, we have the student body, we have the academics, we have the campus. We're becoming better known now, and FBS football has become a tremendous marketing device for our university. Though we have so many great things here, and I think this could be a Power Five school someday. Now, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen in my tenure. I hope it does. But I think in the next, you know, when I went to TCU in 1998, they were 1-10, and just their goal was to get back to the Big 12. Mm-hmm. Well, it happened, and we set the wheels in motion in the beginning, but it did happen, and it took 10 or 12 years or so, but it finally got there, and now they're competing for a national championship. And the Texas State's in a similar type situation, but there should be no limitation or cap put on the school and what it can accomplish.
Well, Texas State certainly is trending in the right direction, and one of the reasons they are is because some of the changes you made offensively. I mean, the Bobcats, the no huddle, share just how much this has impacted your offensive production because it's paid big dividends when you start looking at the numbers.
Well, we made tremendous changes. And of course, it was not completely the change to the no huddle, but that was part of it. We did go from snapping the ball 64 times a game to nearly 80 times a game. So you figure 15 more snaps a game, you're going to get more production, or you hope to, and that worked for us. But we also have an experienced quarterback in Tyler Jones who's going into his junior year. He started as a true freshman. It's taken us a long time to rebuild our offensive line, and this will be the best offensive line we've had since we've been here. We have two really good running backs in Rob Lowe and Chris Nuttall. We have good tight ends in Ryan Carden and Lawrence White, and we have veteran receivers. So I really think statistically we jumped up to around 33, 34 points a game average last year and about 450 or 60 yards a game. Pretty balanced between run and pass. That's what we strive to do. And the no huddle certainly helped in all those things, but really the biggest thing that helped was the experience of Tyler Jones and the offensive line. It always starts with the Jimmys and the Joes, you know, and not the X's and O's, and that was a big plus for us.
Okay, Tyler Jones, of course, out of Stephenville, Texas, 6'2", 205, produces in a number of different ways, a dual threat, his ability, and you look at the numbers and his production, 65% completion percentage through 22 touchdowns last year, just 7 interceptions. So let me ask you this, Coach Fran, what did you challenge him with in the offseason to take his game to the next level?
You know, mostly little things, footwork things, eyes, you know, just mostly technical things. We only turned the ball over 12 times last year, actually only 11 offensively. One was in the kicking game, which is pretty good. The number one team in the nation in turnovers was Oregon with 11. So we were pretty good in that area, but even as we look at those 11 or 12, there's 4 or 5 in there that just weren't really intelligent. Tyler could probably have a couple throws back last year that he'd like to, maybe 3 or 4, and what we'd like to do is eliminate those this year and maybe get down in the single digits in turnover takeaway or at least turnover margin so that we can. There's such a correlation between how many takeaways you get and how many turnovers you have in winning. And that was one of the things we harped on a little bit is just the understanding of that. And then his entire grasp of our offense is in great depth now as compared to freshman year. He kind of flew by the seat of his pants. Mm-hmm. He did well. Sophomore year, he made great advances, but still there are things that he could see and he did a much better job in spring practice of seeing those things that he didn't see, and as well maybe in the fall. And hopefully he's had a great summer. He's gotten bigger and stronger. He's probably benching about 360 now, which I used to kid him, he looked like an Ethiopian poster child when he first entered the program. He was in his bones. Now it's nice to see that he's built out and he can handle some of those hits and things.
Okay, we are up against the clock. We got to take our first commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with Dennis Franchione talking Texas State Bobcats right here at YSR.